ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Daugherty, Todd Burlidge across the desk in the producer chair today. Don't forget, NBA Finals kick off tonight. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio 1027. If you're looking for the Cubs the rest of the time the finals are going, you can hear that on our sister station, 95.3 MNC. We're glad to welcome in a couple of guys, Mason Ogle as well as Matt Fisher. A great opportunity, a very interesting thing going on. Summer art camp at Camp Coda in partnership Boys and Girls Club. Matt Fisher's here today to kind of talk about this. When I read this, I originally saw this on Mason's page. He shared this. I've had some interaction with people with autism. I spent 6 years working directly with people with intellectual disabilities. So I kind of have a passion for this line of work as well. But Matt, talk about this event, this art camp. Where did this Where did this start from? Where did this idea come from?
Absolutely. So at the Boys and Girls Club in Elkhart County, we have a site called Marketplace. And basically what we do is each month we focus on one of our five core pillars and we find a champion. And this month it's going to be Mason. And what we do is we pick that champion's brain and find out, you know, what are you passionate about? What do you like? What do you want to do? And we came up with an art week. So this month we're focusing all about the arts. So the kids are going to go to Chicago and see the Broadway show of Aladdin. They're going to be doing printmaking. They're going to be in a week-long camp. They're going to be doing all sorts of things with local artists in the Goshen and Elkhart area, and they're going to be trained on different art printing techniques. But every month, it's something different. Sometimes we focus on education. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we focus on careers. Quite often, we're focusing on sports or character development. So, you know, recently, the kids just went to Washington, D.C., and there was a character development program in Washington, D.C. So this is all about the arts, and Mason's just doing a great job. We're trying to raise $12,500 so that we can have this camp become a reality.
Well, and that's part of it, too. Obviously, you need funding to be able to do that, but this is a great idea. So each month you kind of rotate. What are some of the other things that you have done in the past with this kind of program?
Absolutely. So we talked a little bit about Washington, D.C. The kids got to meet the vice president. They spent a week in Washington, and we're actually doing a behind-the-scenes tour of what really happens in Congress. They got to meet different judges and get to lobby their congressmen and congresswomen. We have had fun events, actually, in December. I was the champion in December, and the Elkhart Airport, the Indiana Flight Center, shut down, and Santa came in on his private jet with elves, and we had the kids making presents for their family. And these are a lot of kids who wouldn't be able to afford or get involved in these types of things. So really, anything that the champion can come up with, the sky's the limit. We have some amazing experiences. We've been doing this for a little over a year and a half. So this is going to be our 19th experience.
So Mason, you're the champion. What brought you to the Boys and Girls Club, and how are you the champion for this art camp idea?
Well, Matt simply tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Mason, hey, it's time. It's showtime. We need your help." So that's how I got involved in the Art Week, which I'm thrilled to do because it is such an amazing experience to have a week-long experience with local artists, with kids who have a passion for art, to learn more on art and give these kids this experience. I'm a Goshen guy, so I grew up in Goshen. Born and raised, and went to Goshen High School, and you know, the Boys and Girls Club was always a staple in Goshen, and continues to be and continues to grow. And the more we can support this club and all Boys and Girls Clubs in Elkhart County, the more kids we can serve and give them these experiences, which is so important. You know, we talk at the club and at the board meetings and stuff about, you know, you could be reading a book to a kid and talk about Chicago or a big city, and they can't. Or being on a lake, you know, one of the experiences was a lake trip and a boat ride. And if you haven't done the experience, these kids can't conceptually, you know, they can't visualize it. They don't know what it is. So, you know, this Art Week experience, you know, overnight stays at Camp Coda with friends, new friends, making friends, being in a big city like Chicago, dinner out in Chicago, to be able to give kids that experience is so rewarding for, you know, us. It's what we've been called to do and called to help with. So,
And, you know, I love that you say that experience. I mean, this is something that, you know, I had grew up with a single dad. We didn't have all the different opportunities. Those after school clubs and stuff were important to us because that was our way of kind of interacting and having opportunities to do some of those things. This is absolutely awesome. Get a chance to go to Chicago. But even then, I think the local aspect, work with local artists and revitalize those type of relationships as well, I think is absolutely fantastic. I won't hold it against you that you're a Goshen grad. I'm a Concord grad, but okay. A little bit of a rivalry there. Still, I have a lot of my best friends. John Merlone is one of my best friends. He was a Goshen guy. He hit more home runs off of me, I think, than anybody else in his career. I think I gave him like 10 or 15 in high school. So, but I love this. And I want to go back to you, Matt, again. Matt Fisher and Mason Ogle were talking about the summer art camp at Camp Coda, the Boys and Girls Club, the Marketplace, which is what they're working on for this month, is the art camp. But I want to talk about the importance of the Boys and Girls Club and the opportunity for some of these youth to experience not only some of these great trips and things like that, but also just having people there that they can hang out with and interact with. You talked, Mason, about reading a book. And I think that's something that kind of hits a chord with me is there's a lot of kids that don't have that, don't have somebody that's willing to sit down and say, yeah, I'm going to take 15, 20 minutes and read with you. And I think that's something we lack on a lot of different levels. But Matt, talk about what else, you know, obviously this, we're trying to raise money for this trip, but what else the Boys and Girls Club could really utilize community support wise?
Absolutely. So going back to what Mason said about Lake Day, one thing I want to point out really quickly is one of the kids on that experience when he got there, and it was a Shavehead Lake, a very small lake, said, man,
know exactly where it is.
I've never been to the ocean before. So that,
wow.
That's kind of the experience and the demographic and where all of our kids are coming from. You know, talking about the impact that these things have, I'm so glad that you pointed out that it's not just these big monthly trips, and there's so much more. Many of our kids wouldn't have dinner if they weren't at the club to be fed dinner. And so something as simple as having a nutritious meal, a healthy snack. At the club, you know, he talked about reading. And one of the main things that we do there is a tutoring program. And we have a state-of-the-art education center that we are completely, we've completely revitalized in our new building. And we are going to have a huge impact. Really what we try to do is we identify all those kids that are failing their classes and we really get behind them and help them to pass their classes. But it's more than just that, because it's helping them build character. It's helping them on an emotional level feel like they belong somewhere, making them realize that they have a safe place to go. A lot of it is the volunteers and the board members like Mason and the staff like myself, but so many others that really wrap themselves around these kids and make sure that these kids feel like they have a mentor, they have someone who they can trust, they have that safe adult to talk to, whether it's in the art program, like what we're talking about today, or if it's in the gym, or if it's in the education center or the library or any other activity that we're doing. It's really important that these kids have a safe place to go and they have that stable adult who's really going to be there for them.
Stability is key. Stability is I'm a firm believer. I've coached youth sports, been involved in high school baseball 10 years over the last 15. And I've had some of the same kids that go to some of these, you know, boy and girl programs. And the importance there is that stability, knowing that somebody is there that will be there for them, because that's not always the same thing that they have at home. And I love this. I love that you guys came out and talked about this awesome opportunity. Again, the summer art camp at Camp Coda. If somebody wants to donate or help out, how can they?
They can go online to bgcmarketplace.com. You can see that is our marketplace website. You can see all the different experiences and events on how to donate. The art camp is on there, so they'd see it, art camp, Camp Coda. And we'd love your help. You know, it's a big experience, and every little bit matters. You know, there's ways to donate $25, $50. Every pledge counts, and you're helping a kid.
And potentially life-changing. I mean, some of these opportunities, going to Chicago, that may not ever be a something that these kids would experience without one of these opportunities. Boys and Girls Club as well. Where's the information if somebody wants to get involved, volunteer, or something like that?
You know what? All they have to do is give us a call, and I'll give them my number. All they would need to call is 574-286-6000. 6545. They'll reach me directly, and I'll put them in touch with what they need to do for volunteering or supporting any cause they want to get involved with.
Awesome. And if you're in a car and you don't have a place to write this down, you can always tweet at me, and I'll get you involved with these two gentlemen if you want to be involved in one of these two things or all of them. I challenge you to step out of your comfort, because it's as easy as showing up. I'll be honest. That's what I found, and I'm sure you guys can attest to that. Just showing up, being there on a consistent basis. You don't have to do anything special. Some of these guys just went, again, like Mason said, to sit down and read a book. That's as simple as it can be. Since I have you guys here, one of the things we always do is, this is a sports show as well as a local aspect. NBA Finals tonight, gentlemen. It's a big one. It's round three. Each team has a championship against each other. Golden State, the heavy favorite. Mason, first with you. Who do you have winning this and why?
I'm going to say the Cavs in seven. And I've been in the car a lot today, so I've been listening to a lot of different sports talk radio shows like this. You know, I'm a LeBron guy, so I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a Cav fan. You know, you've got the Golden State Warriors, and all year they've been talking about this is the best team. They're going to win it, and they have predicted it's going to be Cavs Warriors in the finals. And I'm hoping LeBron will show up. We know he will, and I'm hoping the Cavs can pull it out.
Sweet. Matt, who do you got?
I know you probably want a little bit of rivalry here and you want to spark a little debate, but I'm completely on board with what Mason said to the T. So,
Cavs in seven. See, I picked originally, I think Golden State in six. I don't know if they can get past the additional firepower of KD. It's hard to go against the best basketball player in the world, though, LeBron James. I mean,
that's difficult.
He's absolutely a stud. Again, Mason Ogle and Matt Fisher. Find out more about the summer art camp at Camp Coda, Boys and Girls Club, Marketplace. I'm going to retweet and on our Facebook page share the information, so you can always go there. It'll be on our page to get more information, as well as you can call the Boys and Girls Club as well. If you're interested in volunteering, being part, I challenge you. I think our community, especially Elkhart County, can get better for more people like you two stepping out of the comfort zone and definitely getting involved in these things, because, you know, there are a lot of kids out there that could just use, again, somebody reading a book. I love that you said that. I go back to that time and time again. Appreciate you guys coming out today, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We come back. Todd's favorite segment of the show, the Burlage Birthday Blitz.
The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.